Hello listeners, welcome to the podcast, The English Tea. I'm your host Anushka, here at Cole Radio. And today, we are tackling a curious topic. Why do people call each other names based on food, drinks or cultural habits? Yes, we're talking about terms like limey, kraut and more. Ever wondered where these came from? Let's start with the British. Ever heard an Australian call an English person a limey? Sounds funny, doesn't it? But the origin is rooted in something very serious, scurvy. This disease, caused by a lack of vitamin C, was the bane of sailors in the 18th century. Imagine spending months at sea without fresh fruits or vegetables. To combat this, the British Navy made sailors drink lime juice as a preventative measure. So much lime juice that Australians started calling them lime juicers. Over time, it got shortened to limey. Initially, it referred to sailors, but now it's a term for all English people. Did you know that scurvy could cause fatigue, bleeding gums, and even death? Vitamin C literally saved lives back then. Moving on, have you heard Germans being called krauts? This one is also food related, but with a little more bite. Kraut is a German word for cabbage. And Germans are known for their love for sauerkraut, fermented cabbage that's tangy and packed with flavor. During wartime, other nations began calling Germans krauts as a jab. The word isn't exactly complimentary, but hey, it's a nod to their love for cabbage. And then we have the French. Any guesses on what they're called? Here's a clue. It hops. That's right. The French are often referred to as frogs. The reason? Their reputation for eating frog legs, a delicacy in French cuisine. Now, some French people might find the term offensive, but others embrace it humorously. Either way, it's another case of food-inspiring nicknames. Let's hop over to Latin America. Where beans are a dietary staple, Latin Americans are sometimes nicknamed beanos because of their love for beans. Similarly, Italians get labeled macaroni for their passion for pasta. And the Dutch were once called butter boxes, likely because their reputation for making high quality butter. All these nicknames seem to tie back to what people eat. It's fascinating how food became a symbol of identity, isn't it? But it doesn't stop there. Even cultural practices can inspire labels. For instance, Indian women in America are sometimes referred to as dot heads because of the bindi, a decorative mark often worn on the forehead. While it's not food related, it shows how something as simple as a cultural tradition can spark a nickname. Now, before you think all of this is just harmless fun, let's pause for a moment. While some nicknames are used humorously, others can be offensive. It's important to understand the history and context behind these terms and use them carefully. After all, words have power, don't they? Speaking of words, here's your word of the day. Fulgent. It means shining intensely. Picture a fulgent star lighting up the night sky. Isn't that a beautiful image? You can use it to describe anything dazzling, like a fulgent smile or even the blazing sun. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that names and nicknames often carry a story. Whether it's a sailor drinking lime juice, a German loving cabbage, or a French person enjoying frog legs, there's always history and culture to unpack. That's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like this information, don't forget to like, share and subscribe to Cole Radio for more videos like this. Until next time.